Recorded Books presents Tree of Aeons, Book 3, by Spicer, narrated by Peter Burkrot. Summary of Book 1 and 2. The heroes fought the Demon King and won, but the explosion caused by the Demon King's core devastated large swaths of the central continent. Tree-Tree and Freshka were caught in the aftermath. Another year later. Year 87. When I woke up, another year had passed. I had no idea what was happening, other than my mana was still pushing back against the corruption, but it was easier for me to maintain it. Easier, and yet the pain was here. Constant, even. And it struggled. I could feel the demonic power was having a dip, a temporary one. That was why I could be conscious. Why did I sleep from the pain? Did this pain restrict me so, or was it the curse? I could feel the demon's fire swirl and turn around me, and I could now, vaguely, just very vaguely, sense that there was something outside. No, around me. Something beyond the flame. Was this the valley? It should be. Why were my senses so confused? There was solid rock around us, held back by my roots. Funny, it was like molten lava that had now solidified, and the demonic mana was slightly less intense. Still very strong, but slowly it was subsiding. This demonic mana would take some time to decay. Maybe 10 years? Maybe 20? Clearly it was dissipating. Very slowly. Unable to do much, and all my energy was still concentrated on maintaining my barrier and dispersing the absorbed demonic energy, I fell back to sleep. I was in a dark place. It was massive. It resembled my soul realm. And that was when I saw a young boy. He sat on a chair, and he looked like he was part demon. Was I in the soul realm? I didn't have this ability back when I went into long periods of sleep, so was this new? "Where am I?" he asked, noticing that I appeared. "Who are you? Why do you look like a tree? What are you? Have I gone crazy that I'm talking to a tree?" Another girl appeared. She too looked like she was corrupted. Her lower half was part demon. The two kids looked at themselves, and then they looked at each other. "What have you done?" "Me?" the other asked. "Couldn't be." "Then who?" Both of them turned to face me. "Oh my God, a talking tree monster! We're doomed!" They tried to fight and move, but couldn't. "I don't even know who you are." The two kids looked at each other. They kept flailing, but then they stopped. "We're the heroes."
"Well, looks like both of you have died. What are your names?"
"Simone," the girl said.
"Victor,"
the boy said. It was then both of them suddenly shouted as if they'd gone crazy, and then an eerie voice emerged. It was a ragged, twisted voice.
"Hello," it asked.
It came from both of them, as if they were mind-controlled.
I didn't reply. If I could have guessed, I'd have said it was the Demon King, or maybe some kind of demon. "Are you?"
I thought for a moment, wondering whether I should reply. "Are you the Demon King, Sabnak?" I asked.
It died, right? But let's ask. Maybe Demon Kings had souls, too. "Yes,"
it said. But then a while later,
"No.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?